The following is inspired by a true story.
Henry in the hallway outside his dad's apartment.
I grew up with a dad who was blind. But before you picture a guy selling pencils on the corner, you need to hear the whole story.
He enters the apartment to find Mel perched on a ladder, installing an overhead speaker.
Whoa, Dad, what are you doing?
Oh, hey, buddy. We should have come 10 minutes later. I wanted to surprise you.
By being dead on the floor?
No. With a big screen TV for you and surround sound for me.
You know they have guys who can do this.
Yep, you're looking at one. Now we just gotta head up to the roof and install the dish.
Roof?
That's right, roof.
As Mel stands on a high ledge, Henry points the drill like a gun.
Hey, that's dangerous, buddy. Safety first.
Mel loses balance.
Dad!
He rights himself.
I'm good.
And that's how we got TV.
Family photos capture Mel kissing a newborn Henry, Katie in a birthday hat, Joyce at the beach with the kids, and more. Growing Up Fisher, created by DJ Nash. Video description by Caption Max. I make you wish you were here tonight. Mel on the sidewalk.
My dad never let the fact that he was blind keep him from doing things a sighted guy could do, including getting in trouble with a woman.
A woman glares.
Hey.
Me?
What is your problem?
Depends on who you ask.
Last night when you were on the roof, I saw you looking in the skylight in my bathroom. You care to explain yourself?
How about if instead I introduce you to Elvis, my guide dog?
She glances down.
Wow.
I wish I could see your face.
And I wish I could go back in time.
Both would take miracles. I assure you I am not a peeping Tom. I am, in fact, a peepless Mel.
Fisher, of course. Guide Dog Foundation, member of the California Bar.
So, peeping bad, stalking good?
No, I keep getting your mail by mistake. I'm Allison. I'm gonna go and get it. I'll be right back.
I'll wait here and be right here.
Katie drives up.
Careful, don't hit the curb.
Hey,
slow down. Stop, we're here.
Perfect. I'm driving home.
My sister Katie was learning to drive, and we were all paying the price.
Hey, Dad.
Whoa. Don't sneak up on a guy like that. Would you jump out of the car before it stopped?
I had to get out of there. I think she's getting worse.
Which one?
Both.
See you on Sunday for dinner, Dad.
Okay. Love you.
Here's your mail.
You would not believe the domino effect bringing someone else's mail would cause.
What?
Nothing.
Now, Mom did have a habit of misinterpreting gestures.
At the grocery store, a teenage boy waves to Katie. Joyce beams and waves back.
I think he's waving at me.
Joyce drops her gaze as Katie heads over to him.
Hey, Anthony.
Please scan your first item. Please scan your first item.
Joyce slowly scans a box again.
Please scan your first item.
That's what I'm doing, woman.
Please scan your first item.
This is not faster. At all.
Allow me.
An employee takes the box and scans it.
Wow. You're smooth.
8 years here. You learn a thing or two. Like an attractive woman buying 9 lean cuisines. Not that she needs them. Is probably divorced.
Separated?
I'm Gary.
I know. I saw your name tag. My name tag would say Joyce because my name is Joyce.
Well, Joyce, technically, this is against store policy, but I'm the manager until Josh gets back. Want to have dinner with me Saturday?
Joyce gapes.
Wow, you've really upped your customer service. You could get, like, employee of the month because I really needed this today. There was this weird flirty thing between my ex-husband and this woman. You know what? We'll keep it about us.
Great.
Okay.
So that's a yes.
That's a no, but thank you so much. That was so nice. I feel so great. No, thank you.
Ouch. Lost to a lean cuisine.
She flashes an awkward smile as he leaves. Katie returns.
Did you see that? I just got asked out. It's too soon to be dating, right?
Yeah. Maybe wait till you've been separated a full month.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I don't know. I saw Dad flirting with someone today. He's doing it. Maybe it's not too soon. Maybe he's got the right idea. Maybe I should get myself out there. I mean, TikTok, not getting any younger, Joyce. Am I right?
Well,
I am right. Because you know what? There is no right time. If I waited for the right time to do things, I never would have had you. That came out wrong, and you came out wrong. You were a breach. I'm doing it. Hey, Gare, we're go for Saturday night.
On the PA.
Shall we say seven?
She nods, then turns to Katie with a big smile.
It's not too soon, right?
At Mel's apartment door.
Henry, let's go!
Right
here,
Dad.
Holy Moses, you're like a Prius. Get you a bell.
I loved spending time at Dad's apartment. There was a roof deck, a ping pong table, but the greatest amenity...
At a neighbor's door.
was Jenny.
Sup? Laundry day. We're gonna crush it.
I think you dropped your underpants.
As she steps inside, Henry grabs the underwear from the floor. Then he joins his dad in the elevator.
How'd that go?
At home, Katie on the phone.
Okay, so then he just asked. I know, unbelievable, like right in the middle of the supermarket.
Are you telling the girls about what happened yesterday with me and Gary?
I was actually just talking about me and Anthony.
Oh, he asked you out?
That's
awesome! How great is that?
Speaker is not what we're doing.
The laundry room.
That's it. It's over. I'm just going to spend the rest of my life alone.
Henry, you're 11.
Right. So unlike you, the rest of my life is actually a long time.
Dude.
Why are you?
It's like everyone in this family's got more game than me.
Road, and did you know the way?
Anyway, Katie's going to the carnival with that Anthony guy. Even Mom's got a date.
Mom's got a date?
Laundry's done.
Allison folds clothes.
You know what? That's fine. Mom's ready to go on a date. I think that's great. So, hey, carnival is in town, right? Why don't you ask this girl to that?
I would if I could. But what would I say?
You can use anything as a conversation starter, Henry. You know, you just play to your strengths. Dad, what are you doing?
With Dad, there was always this fine line between when you could help and when he needed to fail on his...
Do you need help?
Thing is, I do. I really do.
Okay. Right next to it. And then there's one last one.
It's Allison, right?
Yes. And by the way, I am in 308 if you need anything.
Thank you. That's good to know.
She leaves, and Mel turns to Henry with a smile.
And that's how it's done.
Dad wasn't helpless. He was blind Fonzie.
Come on, we live in a bachelor pad. Let's be bachelors. Truth be told, I was really waiting more as a courtesy to your mom. But now that she's going on a date, I guess we're cleared for takeoff. So you ask out hallway girl.
Jenny.
And I'll ask out Allison.
Okay.
Right?
In slow motion, Henry, Mel, and Elvis step out of the apartment and stride down the hallway.
I'll never forget that day. We walked down that hallway with swagger and a guide dog. Nothing could stop us.
They step to a door.
Dad, this is Jenny's apartment.
Oh, I thought it was Allison. Isn't this 308?
Correction, something could stop us.
Oh, no.
What?
Laundry woman is hallway girl's mother.
Abort, abort.
Coming.
Move, dog, move. Maybe it's not so bad. So father and son want to date mother and daughter.
Henry turns.
Wow, now that I say that out loud, it is super creepy.
One of us needs to back off and be the bigger man.
Okay, little man. Go ahead. Present your case.
The man is never not a lawyer.
Jenny is the girl of my dreams.
Wow. Strong opening.
And I think it's fair to say I go above and beyond as a son.
Technically, you were my first guide dog.
Exactly. Therefore, I call dibs on 308.
Ah, the dibs defense. I did not see that coming. All right, when does this carnival pack up?
Sunday.
Okay. You have until then to ask your girl out. Should you fail to do so for any reason, illness, natural disaster, severe case of the Frady Cats, I will re-enter the game. And if you think I was impressive in the laundry room, wait till you see me above ground.
So it was on. I had 2 days to get Jenny's attention.
Jenny, Jenny, Jenny girl, come with me to the Tilt-A-Whirl. Please come with me to the carnival.
And when it came to girls, I could always count on my best friend, Runyon.
Let me give you my first note. That is awful.
Katie? Kitty cat? Where's Katie?
She and Anthony left for the carnival.
She left without telling me? She was supposed to help me decide what to wear. What to say? How to be?
You look nice, Joyce. What do you have? A job interview?
Oh, God. Oh, it's the blazer. It was a stupid idea. I just thought without it, you would be able to see the panty lines. Henry, sweetie.
No.
Can you see my panty?
Please, I'm begging you.
Oh, it's been 17 years since I've been on a date.
David, that was with the blind guy.
Right? It's been like 2 decades since anyone's ever seen me naked. I mean, not that sex is even on the table. Is it on the table?
Isn't it supposed to be on the bed? You're making it worse.
At his building, Mel steps out of a cab. The meter reads 735.
Okay, that'll be 1280.
I don't think so. I counted the clicks on the meter. 30 cents a click, 15 clicks, plus the base fare. I believe that is 735. I'm tipping you so that when you tell the story about the blind bastard, you can't say he was also cheap.
Allison watches as the cabbie drives off.
Drive safely. Forward.
To Elvis.
Hello, Mal.
Hello to you. Who's this?
It's Allison.
How are you?
Impressed. I just had front row seats to the Mel show. You know, I would watch that again, maybe over dinner.
Wow, that's forward. Oh, not you, boy.
Yeah, I shouldn't have asked.
No, I'm very glad you did.
Except he had 37 hours left on that stupid deal he made with his son.
Do you have plans tonight?
I don't. How about Monday?
Mel, if you don't want to go out with me, it's fine.
I really do. It's just...
Come on. Are you going to go out with me tonight or not?
I am.
Great.
Mel furrows his brow. Upstairs, Henry waits in the hall with a plastic cup to play his song.
Oh, man.
The cup skids off.
Jenny, wait. It's me.
Oh, yeah. Hey, green underwear.
Classic. I mean, I'm wearing stripes now. I have lots of underwear. Not important. Oh, here's an idea. Do you want to go to the carnival with me tonight?
Oh, no thanks. See ya.
She heads off and Runyon steps out.
Dude, she is hot. I mean, even when she's rejecting you, she is hot.
Henry sighs. Later, he sits in his dad's apartment, pouring cereal into an ice cream carton. Mel walks in.
Henry?
Yeah?
Listen, something just happened, and, I feel terrible about it.
Really? Well, let me make you feel better. I just asked the girl of my dreams to the carnival, and she totally shot me down. It was like a punch in my heart. Was your day as bad as that?
It just got a whole lot worse. But listen, I have to tell you. I just ran into Allison, and an opportunity presented itself, and I went for it.
You did?
I know I shouldn't have.
Sure you should have. You knew it was never going to happen with me and Jenny.
Mel purses his lips.
Thing is, she shot me down.
She did?
Sometimes a little lie does a lot of good.
Big time.
What is it with the girls in that family?
I know, right? But you know what? We're not going to let it bring us down. You and I are going to that carnival, and we are going to have a great time.
Right now?
Right now. Go get ready. If it's fried or comes on a stick, we're eating it tonight.
Henry hurries off. Later, Mel knocks on Allison's door.
Hey. 2 hours early. I guess that's better than not showing up.
Actually, I'm 2 hours early because I'm not showing up.
You're canceling on me?
Wait.
He puts a hand on her chest.
Oh, God. I thought you were going to slam the door.
Oh, I am. Right now.
I really got off on the...
Nighttime. Gary drives, glancing over at Joyce in the passenger seat. They exchange an awkward smile.
So?
Yeah.
Mom was discovering re-entry into the dating world can be a bit bumpy.
Where do you work?
I work at the supermarket. Where we met.
Right.
They stare ahead.
Having run out of things to talk about, half a mile into their date, Mom needed a new plan.
At the carnival, Katie and Anthony play skee ball.
Oh, you're on fire!
Katie! Mom?
Mrs. Fisher?
Hi, you remember Gary?
Hello.
Double date!
Katie gapes.
You're crashing our date? I can't do this, all right? I don't know what to say. I don't know how to be. It's been too long since I've been on a date. I really need you to be our buffer.
I just think that... Is that my sweater?
Joyce shrugs.
Runyon said it made my ladies go, wow.
You want to do what?
It's fine. The boy will line me up. I just need you to hold my guide dog.
At a shooting gallery, Mel grips a gun. Henry nods to the carny.
All right.
The only worst idea? Going on a double date with your daughter.
And then, oh, God, Katie. Well, you must have been 11. No, she was 12, because that's when she got her training bra. She threw up all over me and everyone on the Gravitron.
Gary nods.
I'm sorry, what was your question again?
I don't remember.
At the gallery, Mel nails a rabbit cutout.
Bullseye!
Yeah, it is.
Now I've seen everything. No offense.
Bluff. It's all you, Sheriff.
Woo!
Oh, no.
What, did I hit the carny?
No, it's Jenny and her mom.
Okay, be very, very still. Maybe they won't notice us.
Mel?
Allison, hi. Henry, will you give us a minute, please?
Mel puts down the gun. Henry steps over to Jenny, who stands with another girl.
Hey, I thought you didn't want to go to the carnival.
No, it's just I was already going with my friend.
Is this the boyfriend we're building?
Yeah, he's the one.
They were talking about me. Oh, they were talking about me.
Mel and Allison.
For so many reasons, I'm sorry about what happened earlier. And that last move, I'm just gonna blame on the blindness.
You kind of let your hand linger.
Well, I'm blind. I'm not stupid. I really do have to apologize.
No, you don't. I'm looking at my daughter and your son, awkward. And I think I know the reason you needed to cancel earlier and why you should probably go right now.
Oh, poor kid. I'm on it.
Okay.
I do want to take you to dinner, though, if you're still up for that.
Well, you know where I live. Oh, and by the way.
Slaps his butt.
Now we're even. Girls?
Henry trudges back to Mel.
Should we just call it? I'm ready to go home.
What? No. Come on, man. Remember we said we're not going to let them bring us down. Besides, I paid for 10 shots. I'm taking 10 shots. Henry, come on. How are you not loving this?
Sorry. Maybe you can get rejected and not feel anything, but I can't. I'm glad it's all so easy for you.
He lines up a shot.
You're good.
Henry, not everything's easy for me. Buddy, listen. When you told me that Mom was going on a date, I was hurt. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm happy for her. I didn't think she'd be ready so soon. So, believe me, I feel things.
Bullseye.
Henry smiles up at his dad.
All right, Sheriff. One shot left.
Okay, man. You know what? Let me try this one by myself. I got this.
He shoots a stuffed toy prize.
Okay, you're done. Here's your dog, dude. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You should have seen his face.
Yeah, that was the best. What should we shoot next?
You gotta be kidding me.
What is it, another girl? How many crushes do you have?
Nah, it's this really cool ride. I didn't think they'd have it, but they do. You're gonna love it.
It's not scary, is it?
No.
They sit.
It's like a Ferris wheel.
Okay, riders, hands up.
A cage.
Hands up? Why do we need...
Then I went from being someone's daughter to being someone's wife to being someone's mother. And it's just like, where did Joyce go in all of that, you know?
Yeah. Joyce, walk with me for a second.
Hey, what is happening? Something is wrong with this Ferris wheel! Ow! What was that?
I think it's a dime! Ow! Nico!
This ride is malfunctioning! Down below, I am a blind attorney! Stop this ride!
Joyce, you're very nice. I love your enthusiasm and your height.
She gives a coy shrug.
But you're a bit of a mess.
She gapes.
What?
If I were at work, I'd say, clean up on aisle Joyce. Anyway, I think we should just call it a night.
He walks off. On the Hellnado ride, the cages spin wildly.
Hey, stop this ride! My son is very scared!
At the carnival, Katie finds Joyce.
Oh, where'd Gare Bear go? To find us a bicycle built for four?
You're not going to believe this.
Wait, did he leave? Mom, are you okay?
Yeah, Gary.
Anthony comes over.
Hi.
Katie beams at him.
He wants us to do the photo booth, just the two of us. Something about capturing this night. And he went to go get quarters. Is it okay if we kind of split off and just go our separate ways?
Okay. But I want to hear about it after.
Believe me, you will.
Just because Dad was done with rides doesn't mean I was.
A free fall ride. Below.
Mel?
Joyce, what are you doing here?
I had a meeting.
Okay.
Carnival meeting.
Okay.
And then I want to talk about it. Todd, clean up an aisle now.
What?
I thought it was important for me to get out there again, so I went on a date. Yeah, a date. Hmm. Since you're bringing it up.
Gotta bring
just,
it up.
I haven't had to look good for someone for a really long time, you know? And like my body's changed a little. Like some of my body parts are just lower than they used to be. And that got me in my head about everything. I can't believe I'm talking about this with my ex-husband.
Well, are you supposed to talk about it with kids?
According to Katie, I am not. I feel like I'm so much more helpful to her with boys than she is with me.
Wow, I'm gonna go see what Henry's up to.
Are you thinking about dating?
Absolutely not.
Sometimes a lie can be a good thing.
Joyce, even though I can't see, believe me when I tell you, you're beautiful.
But honesty is the best policy.
Thanks, Mel.
Holding cotton candy, Joyce heaves a sigh. She spots Katie nearby and grabs Mel's arm.
Uh-oh.
What?
It said Katie and her date, she cannot see me alone or with you. Quick.
Okay, where are we going?
Something called Hellnado.
As long as it's not that crazy Ferris wheel.
Later.
Oh, God. Check for loose change.
Back at Mel's apartment, he and Henry step off the elevator.
So, I know it started out rough, but how was your night?
They pass Jenny, and she gives Henry a smile.
She smiled at me.
Pretty great.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, I thought of a subtle way for you to let that Jenny girl know how much you like her.
Henry's face falls. He turns to see Jenny disappearing into her apartment.
Sometimes having a blind dad sucks,